WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 37 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden to visit Baltimore this week to get an update on recovery efforts following the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge when a container ship hit it. The Port of Baltimore remains closed, but they're working on an alternative.
The captain of the port says a temporary channel will allow cargo ships to safely circumnavigate the collapse. The lane will be about 265 feet wide, 11 feet deep, and have a nearly 100-foot clearance overhead. The passage will hopefully alleviate shipping delays in one of the country's busiest ports.
ABC's M. Nguyen. AT&T confirmed that a data breach led to the personal information, including social security numbers, of 70 million customers being posted on the dark web. The lion's share of accounts are former customers. There was no big Powerball winner Saturday night. The jackpot has swollen now to $975 million for tonight's drawing. This is ABC News. Just east of Oklahoma City in Lincoln County, Oklahoma, cleanup underway after a long freight train derailed.
In total, there were 90 cars. 22 of them were derailed.
Sheriff Sergeant Aaron Bennett.
Those 22 cars were just carrying some type of rock, so there weren't any chemicals or anything like that or hazmat.
The rock was gravel. No injuries reported. A lot of people getting ready for the total solar eclipse 1 week from today. 31 million people already living in the path of totality from Texas to Maine, elsewhere. Partial views. Make sure you've got the right equipment.
Special eclipse glasses, which work by blocking out ultraviolet light from the sun and nearly all visible light. You can find them at most major retailers, and there's a chance your local library will be handing them out too. If you're able to score a pair, just make sure they're legit. The American Astronomical Society is warning of counterfeit and fake eclipse glasses.
ABC's Morgan Norwood hoping for a clear sky next Monday. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the mid-40s, occasional light rain starting this afternoon. Northeast to east winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, drizzle, possible flurries as well, and a low of 30 degrees. Also, the outlook for Tuesday, 48. Variable clouds and breezy with some light rain showers. Tuesday night, there could be some slushy snow accumulation. Wednesday, a high of 44 and blustery and cool. A little better by Thursday with a high of 47 and partly cloudy. Friday mostly sunny and nice and a high in the mid-50s. That's a look at weather for the week. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 1st, and it is 36 degrees. That is so far the overnight low today. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm the dentist a foggy night. And a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that'll do us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I gotta follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you.
The Gaither Vocal Band on WRCO Radio, and I'm going to sing. Before that, our national anthem, sung by Alan Jackson. Well, hello, friends. Maybe you remember me. My name is Phil Nee, and it's good to be with you today. Thanks to our old buddy Adam Hess for filling in last week while I was away for a few days. Good to be back here and to celebrate, not only look back on a great holiday yesterday, Easter Sunday. Hopefully you had a great holiday, but also a tremendous holiday today, April Fool's Day. So watch your back. I'm just telling you, just kind of passing along because there are some ruffians that might try to trick you today. Let's start those chores, shall we? This is Michael Martin Murphy and Holly Dunn.
Calling This way, the day my
Jeannie C. Riley on WRCO Radio and the Harper Valley PTA. Quite a story there, written by Tom T. Hall. 36 degrees in Richland Center. A new forecast calling for a lot of rain, possibly in parts of the state. Rain likely by this afternoon, a high of 46, and east winds at 10 to 17. Breezy tonight, occasional light rain and a low of 33. Tomorrow looks a little more iffy. Cool and breezy, periods of rain, possibly mixing with snow, and a high of 43. Tuesday night, a good chance of rain and snow, becoming mostly snow. A few inches of slushy accumulation could be possible, and a low of 30. But it looks like it's all going to change toward the end of the week. 48 on Thursday with breaks of sun. Friday, 55. The Saturday outlook looks like some great spring weather and lighter winds. Looks like a high of 60. And Sunday, 60, with a 30% chance of a few showers for this coming Sunday night. Right now, WRCO, we're at 36 degrees on a special day, April Fool's Day. How you doing? No fooling, the Brewers have played well. We'll check sports coming up.
Fools never learn. You play with fire. You're gonna get burned.
Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius and Fools on the Light in the Milk House show.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
520, good morning. An update on sports is made possible by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jackson Cherio hit an RBI double for his first career extra base hit and helped Colin Ray escape a bases-loaded jam as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the winless New York Mets 4-1. Brewers slugger Rhys Hoskins went 0-for-4 a day after Mets reliever Yohan Ramirez intentionally threw at him. Ramirez, who is appealing a 3-game suspension, struck out Hoskins with a bases loaded in the 5th inning. It is the first 0-3 start for New York since 2014. Elsewhere, Philadelphia 5-4 over Atlanta. Cincinnati beat Washington 6-5. Pittsburgh 9, Miami 7. Arizona 5-1 over Colorado. San Diego 13, San Francisco 4. The Dodgers beat St. Louis 5-4. In the American League, the Angels 4, Baltimore 1. Toronto 9-2 over Tampa Bay. Kansas City 11, Minnesota 0. Detroit 3, the White Sox 2. Yankees 4, Houston 3. Oakland 4-3 over Cleveland. Boston 5, Seattle 1. And the Cubs toasted Texas 9-5. From the NBA yesterday, well, Milwaukee has been having a pretty good clip, a run of games. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 6 dunks while scoring 36. The Bucks overcoming a big day from Atlanta, 122-113 on Saturday night. Yesterday, Denver 130, Cleveland 101, the Lakers 116, Brooklyn 104, Philadelphia 135, Toronto 120, Miami 119, Washington 107, the Clippers 130, Charlotte 118, Dallas 125, Houston 107. It was the Bulls over Minnesota 109-101, Golden State 117, San Antonio 113, Oklahoma City over New York 113-112, and Sacramento beat Utah 127-106. College basketball yesterday. Are your brackets busted? Well, it was Purdue over Tennessee, 72-66, and NC State pulled the upset over Duke, 76-64. From the NHL, Vancouver, 3-2 over Anaheim. And that is an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
23 past 5, lighting the milk cow's time. I was away and didn't get a chance to get the aerobic polka fix last week, so I have some catching up to do. Monday morning, lively one. Get ready. Get your slippers on. Here we go.
Roll out the barrel.
The All-Stars of Polka Land and a little tune called the Beer Barrel Polka. Good for what ails you today. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets and a 36-degree morning. Not bad. Yesterday for Easter Sunday, we had a high of 49 degrees, so it didn't feel like that. Kind of felt like rain, but it didn't rain yesterday. No precipitation recorded here at the WRCO studios. Hello to our Light in the Milk House fans. We understand dancers out there. He appreciates all the dancing tunes on a Monday morning. Here's Doug Kershaw.
Diggy, diggy, light, diggy, diggy, low. WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Appreciate you joining us on the Light in the Milk House show. Bobby G. Rice, just before that, and some notes on today coming your way. Look right now at Farm News and Markets as we hit 5:30. It's currently 36 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
High path avian influenza has made its way to a Michigan dairy herd. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in a large commercial dairy in central Michigan. The herd in Montcalm County recently received cattle from an affected premises in Texas. Dr. Nora Wineland, Michigan State veterinarian, tells Brownfield the cattle left Texas March 7th and did not appear ill.
The first animals that were noticed to be ill were on March 20th. And then the diagnosis, initial screening diagnosis was on the 26th.
Tim Slowinski, director of the Bureau of Food Safety and Animal Health, says this does not impact the safety of the commercial milk supply. On Thursday, the Idaho State Department of Agriculture confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy cattle operation. That facility also imported cattle from another state that has identified cases of HPAI in cattle. Wisconsin ag officials say producers that notice unusual clinical signs in their cattle should work with their herd veterinarian, and they should report herds that have unexplained symptoms to the state immediately. U.S. House Ag Committee member Nikki Budzinski says the clock is ticking on getting a farm bill passed this year.
We don't have an infinite amount of time. We need to start really making progress.
She tells Brownfield that means
when we come back on April 8th, I'd like to see text of a farm bill. We have yet to see that.
Budzinski says work has been done on different titles of the farm bill behind the scenes, but she says the federal budget negotiations were a distraction. A long-running agriculture conference that brings information and training to agronomists, farm managers, seed and fertilizer retailers will look a lot different next year. Wisconsin Agribusiness Association Executive Director Tom Bresner tells Brownfield their annual Agribusiness Classic is changing and moving.
The 2025 Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic will be moving to the Dells.
Bresner says the conference will be held on a Monday and Tuesday, January 13th and 14th, instead of midweek. Bresner says they hope to make the conference appeal to more agronomists, farm managers, and families, as well as adding requested programming to the event.
We're looking at trying to add some pieces. We've already started talking about bringing in DATCAP and UW Extension to do pesticide applicator training and testing for those that need to get certified each year.
Up until now, the conference had been held in Madison. U.S. corn stocks on March 1st were a bit tighter than what analysts were expecting, soybeans and wheat topping the estimates. USDA says corn stocks halfway through the marketing year, 8.35 billion bushels, beans 1.85 billion. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
A quiet Friday for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place last week. Live deals in the South were marked at $186, $2 lower than the previous week's business. Dress business in the North ranged from $299 to $300, $2 to $3 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. At the Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Kansas last week, steers 500 to 700 pounds were mostly $5 to $10 higher, and steers over 700 pounds were steady to $6 lower. Heifers were mostly $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says grass cattle buying season is winding down and buyers have been looking for steers that fit their program. That's been helping provide support to those lightweight steers. Supply was moderate with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 452 to 487 pounds, brought $352 to $373. Feeder steers, 610 to 639 pounds, brought $302 to $316. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 454 to 499 pounds, brought $300 to $319. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid off-ranks. Choice down $1.64 at $306.72. Select closed $2.26 higher at $303.43. Estimated cattle slaughter was 98,000 head, down 11,000 on the week and down nearly 21,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported Friday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases. This doesn't come as a surprise. Processors were fairly aggressive in their procurement efforts throughout the week and likely had needed numbers on hand. That, and it was the Friday before a weekend holiday. Demand for U.S. pork remained strong. That was highlighted in the USDA's weekly export sales report that came out Thursday. The quarterly hogs and pigs report showed some attempt to pull back on production, but efficiency is making that difficult. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Pork values closed lower Friday, down 86 cents at $93.66. Bellies were sharply lower, loins were weak, picnics, hams, butts were lower, and ribs were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 442,000 head, down 43,000 on the week, and down nearly 28,000 on the year. The CME was closed on Friday in observance of the Good Friday holiday. Those markets will reopen later today. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Commodity markets closed for Good Friday. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Thursday, soybeans were mixed and corn was higher following the USDA's prospective planting and quarterly stocks reports. May beans were down a penny at 1191 and a half. July was 1 1/4 lower at 1205 and a quarter. May corn was up 15 and a quarter at 442 and July was 15 and a quarter higher at 454 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct trade develop. April live was up 140 at 185. June was 157 higher at 180.25. April feeders were up 25 at 247.12. And hogs were mixed, added the hogs and pigs report, with the inventory up 1% in the year. April lean was 52 higher at 86.62. June was 15 cents lower at 101.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A proposed tweak to the Farm Bill to aid the farm transition process today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There was a provision in the 2018 Farm Bill to establish a Commission on Farm Transitions, though the commission was never set up, and the current Farm Bill under consideration doesn't even have the provision anymore. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is one of four ag state members of Congress introducing a bill to correct that.
There is a lot of angst around that, and I think a lot of it is because so much agricultural land is held by people over the age of 65. About 40% of land is owned by individuals in that age range, and so that means that in the coming decades, we're going to be transferring more than 370 million acres of farmland.
Caraveo says farm transition is not a simple process, and this bill would establish a route to assistance.
We're tasking it with taking a look at several different issues around the transition of farmland, including the availability of land, making sure that there's infrastructure and credit and management tools to do that, that we're looking at how assets are transferred and whether we can improve that, that we're looking at incentives really to make sure that we're transferring from one generation to another and whether our tax policies make sense when we're looking at those kinds of transitions.
A similar measure has also been introduced in the Senate. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another state has a report of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy herd. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has now been confirmed in a large commercial dairy in central Michigan. Dr. Nora Wineland, Michigan State veterinarian, tells Brownfield the cattle left Texas March 7th and did not appear ill.
The first animals that were noticed to be ill were on March 20th. And then the diagnosis, initial screening diagnosis was on the 26th.
Tim Slowinski is director of Michigan's Bureau of Food Safety and Animal Health and says this does not impact the safety of the commercial milk supply.
There are measures in place to prevent this type of thing from being a threat to the supply. Measures both at the farm level in terms of keeping milk from unhealthy cows out of the supply, but also at the processing level. There's a pasteurization requirement both federally and at the state level.
Wineland says the affected premises voluntarily stopped movement of all animals. On Thursday, the Idaho State Department of Agriculture confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy operation. That affected facility also recently imported cattle from another state that has identified cases of HPAI in cattle. The USDA's dairy index for February was up 2.5% from January, but down 4.7% from February 2023. The all milk price is $20.60 per hundredweight, the rise of 50 cents on the month, but a loss of a dollar on the year. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Good Friday holiday. Overall, milk futures were lower and the cash dairy market steady to higher Thursday when the market closed. The market reopens Tuesday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
12 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, we're at 35 degrees in Richland Center. Today's high by a score of 46. It'll be a little chilly, though. East winds at 10 to 17. Tonight, breezy, occasional light rain, and a low of 33. Tuesday, 43 with periods of rain, possibly mixing with snow. Tuesday night, a low of 30 with a good chance of rain and snow, becoming mostly snow and some slushy accumulation Tuesday night into Wednesday. But it all gets better this weekend. Talking about highs in the mid-50s to 60 or better on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There you go. Welcome to April, by the way. We're at 35 in Richland Center. Here's Charlie Pride.
The one you love stopped by to see me today. Said she just couldn't tell you she was going away. I took her to the station and I held her as she cried. And she asked me if I would tell you goodbye. Have I got some blues for you? Your baby's gone. Have I got some blues for you? You're all alone. I hate to be the one who has to bring you this bad news. Have I got some blues? Tonight. I read it in the morning paper in black and white. I wouldn't have to be the one who breaks your heart in two. But she told me she found somebody new. Have I got some blues for you? Your baby's gone. Have I got some blues for you? You're all alone. I hate to be the one who has to bring you this bad news. Have I got some blues?
Charlie Pride and some blues for you today. Well, hopefully not too many. It is great to be back with you here in the air chair on the Light in the Milk House show after a few days off last week, flying all the way to Texas. I'm a USA traveler once again. But somebody asked me, well, how was the weather? And I said, well, there was one day where it was dreamy. It was 80-some degrees. That was awesome. And a couple of days, it felt like I'd never left home. In fact, the first day was kind of cool and wet. And the other day was probably temperatures, I would guess, in the 60s. But we had that pesky wind like we have around here, which made it feel a lot cooler. So I didn't get a chance to get my swim trunks off. But I know the residents of the state of Texas are appreciative of that today. But anyway, happy April Fool's Day.
Say goodbye. Oh!
Francis on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Good luck getting there today as we start a new work week in southwest Wisconsin. Tony Schumacher has a look at weather for this week. It's going to be kind of a bumpy roller coaster for a little bit anyway, and he has more next. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some stormy days ahead as a strong low-pressure system developing in Kansas today tracks northeast, ends up in lower Michigan by Tuesday night and Wednesday morning and kind of stalls out. This will bring some waves of rain to our region, probably even some wet snow mixed at times. There's even the potential of a couple inches of snow, especially later Tuesday into early Wednesday, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. The system will also crank up some strong northeast and north winds, could be gusting up to 35 and 40 miles per hour in parts of the region as we head into Tuesday evening into Wednesday. Things are quiet down late this week as that storm moves away and high pressure builds in from the west. Should bring us some beautiful spring conditions by the end of the week into the start of the weekend. Looks like the next front could arrive by Sunday night and next Monday with a chance of a couple more showers. So today, look for cloudy and breezy conditions, rain likely by this afternoon. High temperature close to 46 with an east wind around 15. Tonight, breezy with occasional light rain, low at 33. Tomorrow should be cool and breezy with periods of rain, possibly mixing with wet snow. High 43, northeast and north wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night, windy with a good chance of rain and snow becoming mostly snow. A few inches of slushy accumulation possible. Low temperature at 30. Wednesday, windy and cool. Flurries possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy. High at 44. North winds up to 35 miles per hour. The outlook for Thursday, breaks of sunshine and still a bit breezy. Low 29, high 48. Friday, plenty of sun with lighter winds. Low at 26, high in the mid-50s. Saturday, nice spring weather with sunshine. Low 27, high near 60. And Sunday, partly sunny, still mild. Low about 31 with a high of 60. There is a 30% chance of some rain showers by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 35 and cloudy conditions here at the WRCO studios today. On Easter Sunday, it was 49. The record high for this date, April 1st, goes back to 1946 when it topped out at 82 degrees. The record low, 11, was hit in 1881. Last year's high was 45 and the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 7:28 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:42 coming up for this morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.90, down slightly. No precipitation today. We had a midnight reading of 44. Right now it is 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the AP News Update is coming up next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual.